Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, Executive Director at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus. You're probably getting annoyed at hearing my voice every morning at this point. A lot of my team, who are typically part of our Damascus Daily Prayer Lab, are running small groups and staff meetings here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, which is in full swing this summer. So please pray for us and for our success as we continue to serve the young people here of the Columbus Diocese and beyond. Today's gospel reflection is on an awesome reading from Matthew's gospel. This is a good one, and I hope that maybe we'll see this with a little bit of a different perspective this morning. We start in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. We've heard this one before. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" Now, this is one of the great miracle stories of the Gospel of Matthew, right? That Jesus comes and he wakes up on the boat in the middle of the storm, and he speaks to the wind and the waves, and they obey his commands. That's all well and good. And should we be inspired? Absolutely we should. Why? Because this experience is a demonstration of Jesus' divinity, of Jesus' power, of Jesus' authority, right? But there's this interesting part that I think would be we would be remiss not to acknowledge. Okay? Here we go. As Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a violent storm came upon them while he was asleep. They woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." Okay. Is it inappropriate when someone is lost at sea in a raging storm to go to Jesus and to appeal to him in our time of need? I would say no. In fact, I would say most typically we have a word for that. It's called prayer, that we go to the Lord in our time of need and we ask him to help us, right? What, however, is Jesus' response? He says, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Right? Jesus, what are you talking about here? I feel like you've almost got that backwards. You know, when I go to the Lord in my time of need and ask him to come to my aid, does Jesus look at me and say, "Hey, you jerk, you of little faith, why would you ask me to help you like this?" No. Jesus loves when his children come to him. What's the difference here? Well, the difference here is that the disciples are asking Jesus to do something for them. And it's not something that Jesus should be expected to do. Why? Because it's something that he's already asked them to do on their own. Okay? Have you ever been in an experience, maybe as a parent or as a child, where you've been asked to do something or you've asked someone to do something for you, and then ultimately the job doesn't get done, and then you turn around and ask that person to do it on your behalf? Well, I know when my kids do that, it usually amounts in frustration, usually something along the lines of, "You, O little faith," right? Here, Jesus has the authority to respond in this way. Why? Because just a couple of verses earlier, Jesus has given his disciples a command, and he's given his disciples authority. He says, "Go and preach the gospel." He says, "Go and Don't let anything stand in your way. And earlier in this gospel reading, Jesus says, if you look at a mountain and say, move from here to there, it'll move. If you say to a mulberry bush, Jesus says in the gospel, be uprooted and go into the sea, it'll go. Jesus is telling us and his disciples in today's story, you have the authority to speak to storms. You have the authority to command in my name. God, give us the faith to respond like you would respond. We pray this in Jesus' name. Thanks for joining us today, friends, for this gospel reflection on Matthew chapter 8. Please pray for us here at Damascus. And if you're interested in more about Damascus, visit us at damascus.net. God bless.